According to the Texas Secretary of State's office, so far 1.6 million new voters registered to vote since the 2014 midterm elections. The state agency says 4,000 of those applications were filed with their office since March. Gray Chimay, the president of the Texas chapter of the League of Women Voters, believes much of the renewed belief in the voting system has to do with competition.
It's the closeness in margins for most of these elections, but it's also that there's competition. Many times there's not very many people to vote for. There's just one side to vote for in a lot of elections, so there's more candidates to choose from.
Other groups that can register voters, like the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, have also seen an increase in voter registration. They're hoping that these new voters will research the candidates and issues on the November ballot and then show up to vote. Richard Perez is the president of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce.
Step one, getting registered. But let's set that aside. We want people to get educated and go out and vote. So we created a website that we just launched called yourvotesa.com. And again, it's got information about the candidates and about initiatives.
The last day to register to vote for the November midterm election is October 9th. The first day of early voting is October 22nd. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.